This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. Radiation therapy is a mainstay of cancer treatment these days, along with surgery and chemotherapy. Radiation treatments use high-energy radiation to shrink tumors and kill cancer cells. And here to tell us more about a new technological advance in this type of treatment and what it has to offer in the fight against cancer is Dr. Jeffrey Bogart. He's professor and chair of radiation oncology and a professor of urology at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Bogart. Thanks for coming in. So radiation therapy plays a key role in cancer treatment. Tell us what it is exactly.
Well, radiation therapy is basically using very high-energy X-rays that can be directed right against the tumor, as opposed to what we generally think of as having an X-ray picture taken. That's basically low-energy X-rays that really don't penetrate. The high-energy X-rays penetrate right to the tumor and can do a great job of helping kill off a tumor, often with chemotherapy or surgery, but in many instances by itself.
So I understand that there are different types of uses of radiation. I know this is the high-energy X-ray. So these are, I mean, I know people can do take internal medicines to do some kind of radiation therapy, but we're talking mostly focusing on the external stuff. Right? The stuff that's delivered externally to the body.
Yes. So in our department, we use both internal radiotherapy, which is commonly termed brachytherapy, which means near therapy. So for instance, for the treatment of prostate cancer, there are several options. One option is to have placement of internal radioactive seeds, which has been very, very effective. And we now have, you know, almost 20 years of experience doing this at Upstate. But another option is what we call intensity modulated and image guided external radiotherapy, which is very high energy, very focused, very precise, and very accurate radiotherapy. So these are two good options that we discuss with men, particularly men that are considering surgery as another option.
When you're talking about prostate cancer in particular.
Talk about prostate cancer.
But in general, the whole idea of radiation therapy is much of it is external, these types of...
External radiotherapy is applicable to almost all tumors. For the internal radiotherapy, it's more specific, prostate cancer, some gynecologic cancer, some head and neck cancer, some sarcomas, and some other cancers such as breast cancer can be treated with internal radiotherapy as well.
So the goal of external therapy at this point, external radiation therapy, is to do what exactly?
The goal of external radiotherapy, the main goal is to try and help cure the cancer, get rid of the cancer.
By killing the cells off.
By killing the cells and being precise so that you kill the cells and you protect the surrounding area and limit the damage that you cause.
Because that can be, seems to me, the side effect, with the collateral damage, so to speak, could be the death of other cells, healthy cells.
That's correct. There are reasons why cancer cells are more sensitive to radiation.
Oh.
They cannot repair once they're hit by radiotherapy. But it also helps, obviously, to be more precise and try to avoid exposure of radiation to the healthy tissues.
So how frequently is radiation therapy used in terms of cancer treatment?
For all cancer patients, about 50 to 60% of them will receive radiotherapy as part of their treatment somewhere along their course. So it's fairly commonly used. It can be used curatively, as we talked about, but it also has many uses to help patients feel better. Pain control, help with breathing, other what we call palliation, it can be very, very effective.
So what does it do in this whole process that chemo or surgery doesn't do? I mean, help us understand how it's part of the three-legged stool, so to speak.
Right. So radiotherapy is really a local therapy, and in many instances, it can actually replace surgery if surgery is too complicated or the tumor is in a position that's too difficult to remove. Radiation can really replace surgery, and in some cases, for certain tumors, it's actually more effective than surgery. Radiation works often together with chemotherapy. Chemotherapy has the advantage that it really treats the entire body, whereas the radiation is focused just where the tumor is located.
That's very clear. Thank you. So I know now that you are beginning to bring here to Upstate some very new technology that's promising to do some even greater or more effective things. Can you tell us about that? What's coming?
Yeah, so it's, I think one of the great things about Upstate is that we have a wide range of technology already. And now with the new cancer center, we're going to bring some new technology, some that's really only available at a few places in the country. So we have a machine that's called Vero, which is really an advanced radiotherapy machine. Focuses on what we call stereotactic radiotherapy.
Tell us more about that. So what does that mean?
So stereotactic radiotherapy really started with small tumors in the head. And we have a special machine already at the cancer center that's called Gamma Knife Perfection. Okay, that allows us to focus many, many beams directly on small tumors. So you get a very intense dose of radiotherapy to a small tumor. You protect the surrounding area. And there's a very high chance to get rid of that cancer. In addition, because of the precision of the beam, instead of giving traditional, what we call fractionated radiotherapy, which is many sessions, often 6, 7, or 8 weeks, we can often do it in one session with the Gamma Knife treatment. For what we call stereotactic radiosurgery in general, it's up to 5 treatments, but still much, much quicker than what we did in the past. We have a lot of experience in our center with stereotactic body radiotherapy for lung cancer, for liver cancer, for spine cancer, and we've had a very busy program for about the last 8 years.
So when you say stereotactic, does that mean it's image-guided? What is the definition of stereotactic?
So stereotactic really means multiple beams that converge exactly on a point.
So they're all hitting at the same point from different areas.
And because of that, we can protect the surrounding area where you're really only delivering the high dose right to the tumor itself. But it's a good point that image guidance is really key to this. So we now have the ability to take a CAT scan picture of the tumor while the patient is undergoing treatment, so we know exactly where the position is. So that's really the key to image guidance, so we know exactly where the tumor is at all times. The other important key, particularly for lung cancer and liver cancer, is that these tumors may move when patients breathe. Okay, we're talking about treating a living organ. And we have many different methods to actually monitor and track tumors that move. Okay, so we can now tell how much a tumor moves when a patient's breathe, and we can actually have the ability to track that and turn the radiation beam on and off at different places in the breathing, so we're only hitting right where the tumor is.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with radiation oncologist Dr. Jeffrey Bogart, and we're talking about radiation therapy and the current treatments for cancer using very new technology. So once again, the Vero, what does that do?
So the Vero is really the next generation radiation therapy, which incorporates all the advances, particularly image guidance, and particularly what we call four-dimensional treatment. And again, four-dimensional treatment is taking time or tumor motion into account. And what Vero can do, it's unique, be able to follow and track tumors and continue to treat them as they move, where the beam will actually follow where the tumor goes.
You have another machine, I understand, coming in as well called the TrueBeam. Tell us what that is.
So TrueBeam is one of the more advanced machines from probably the main radiotherapy vendor in the country, which is Varian. So it also allows us to do advanced imaging. It allows us to do faster treatments. And I think the good thing about the new center is that we'll have a range of technologies. We'll have Vero, and this will only be the third Vero in the United States. We'll have TrueBeam, and we'll have TomoTherapy. And I think we'll be able to look at the patient, look at their tumor, and choose the best technology for them rather than just be limited in our choices.
So let's get back to the TrueBeam, though. It has some kind of a special way of rounding around the patient in one fell swoop kind of thing. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the special things about the TrueBeam is there's a treatment called RapidArc, and that allows the treatment to go fully around the patient, and it also speeds up the time to complete therapy.
And TomoTherapy, what is that?
So TomoTherapy looks like a big closed CAT scan. So instead of the patient moving at all, it's actually the CAT scan that moves around the patient, right? And this has the ability to take a true CAT scan image of the patient or the tumor every day again, for image guidance, so we know exactly where the tumor is each and every session.
So overall, you have three new pieces of technology and a lot of options for the radiation oncologist to use in terms of targeting the tumors. How are these an improvement over what you were using?
Right. So just to be clear, we've had image guidance and we've had tomotherapy in our program for several years. The new advances allow us to be even more precise, more accurate, and particularly when tumors move or tumors are in very difficult positions to treat, we can image them and know where the tumor is at all time. Again, the goal here is to get the radiation precisely to the tumor, kill off the tumor, and as much as possible protect the surrounding areas.
So just to sum up in terms of the benefits to the patient, it's quicker? Is it less painful? I mean, tell us what some of the things you've observed.
So it's quicker, but importantly, it's more precise and accurate. We should be able to integrate it much easier with chemotherapy or surgery, and there should be less in the way of side effects. And because of the increased precision and accuracy, we can be more aggressive with our treatment, give higher doses, give doses in a shorter period of time. So again, instead of 6 or 8 weeks for certain patients, we can do the treatment in 3 or 4 sessions, and we believe that will increase the chance of actually getting rid of the cancer.
How effective have these been shown to be in terms of the literature? Because obviously you wouldn't be bringing them here if they weren't successful. Tell us more about that.
Right. So if we look at stereotactic body radiosurgery on the whole, there is very good evidence now for patients that have small lung cancers that 90% of them can be controlled with aggressive therapy. So that's a huge improvement over what we used to be able to do with traditional radiotherapy 20 or 30 years ago.
And lung cancer before being such a killer.
Right. And this, again, is for patients that have early lung cancer that cannot have surgery. So this is a very, very good alternative for those patients.
So tell us a little bit more about, in a little bit of time we have left, the other types of patients you would be treating. Give us some other examples.
Well, the good thing is we have a range of technology. So say for Gamma Knife, that's probably the best treatment for patients with small brain tumors. For Avero, we're really looking at stereotactic body radiotherapy.
For tumors with that throughout
lung,
the body.
Liver, pancreas, spine. TrueBeam really can treat cancers throughout the body, prostate, breast, pancreas, colorectal. There's really no limits to the TrueBeam and the tomotherapy system.
It sounds like you're covering the whole waterfront, so to speak, covering it all. What do you look forward to now you've watched all of this stuff evolve in the very little bit of time we have left? What do you look forward to in terms of the future of technology and radiotherapy?
Well, I think we're continuing along the path. We can really give incredibly intensive and effective therapy with minimal side effects. And we really look forward to being able to treat our patients in that fashion.
Well, I want to thank you. This is very, very enlightening information and very hopeful information, especially for the New Cancer Center and for our entire region. My guest has been Dr. Jeffrey Bogart. He's professor and chair of radiation oncology and a professor of urology at Upstate Medical University. Once again, I want to thank you for coming in. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.